Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another historic peace agreement in the Middle East regarding Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is an amazing sequence of events that people who were naysayers, people who were well-informed, they thought this would never happen. But it has happened under the presidency of Donald J. Trump. And so President Trump announced that his administration has now helped to secure another peace agreement and normalization agreement between Israel and Morocco. And this is now, what, the fourth?
The fourth.
In just the last few months.
4 months.
Yeah, the fourth.
When it's other amazing. Administrations say it couldn't be done at all, he's done four peace deals in 4 months.
Yeah, so the president spoke with the King of Morocco, and he issued a proclamation recognizing the United States' support for Morocco's autonomy over the Western Sahara territory, stating, therefore, as of today, the United States recognizes Moroccan sovereignty over the entire Western Sahara territory and reaffirms its support for Morocco's serious, credible, and realistic autonomy proposal as the only basis for a just and lasting solution to the dispute over the Western Sahara territory. The United States believes that an independent Sahara state is not a realistic option for resolving the conflict, and that genuine autonomy under Moroccan sovereignty is the only feasible solution.
You know, I loved the president's tweet where he congratulated the two countries. He said, another historic, in all caps, breakthrough today. Our two great, all caps, friends, Israel and the Kingdom of Morocco, have agreed to a full diplomatic relations, a massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. And he also stated, Morocco recognized the United States in 1777. It is thus fitting we recognize their sovereignty over the Western Sahara. Morocco's serious, credible, and realistic autonomy proposal is the only, all caps, basis for a just and lasting solution for enduring peace and prosperity.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Morocco recognized the United States in 1777.
I didn't either. That's the first I'd heard of that.
It's an interesting bit of history, right after...
We should research that more.
Yeah, I mean, that was because the Declaration of Independence was 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And so the war was still going. The war for independence was ongoing, and they recognized the United States' sovereignty. It's amazing.
You know, it's amazing the earlier administration said were naysayers, like the past Secretary of State John Kerry in 2016 said no separate peace between Israel and Arab states was possible.
And he said between Israel and Arab states, plural.
Right.
There's no possibility that Israel can have a peace agreement with any Arab state. Now,
well,
there have been four Arab states.
In 4 months.
Yeah,
that's
that have
historic.
Peace agreements.
I mean,
these are amazing.
His strategy that he's been using for these countries is just amazing.
Yeah, in October, the Trump administration facilitated an agreement between the Republic of Sudan and Israel. And that's an interesting historical fact in itself between Sudan, because it's Sudan where the so-called three no's occurred when the Arab countries got together and they said no peace for Israel, and they're not going to recognize it, and they're not going to compromise with it. It's traditionally called the three no's.
And no means never.
It happened in Sudan.
Yeah.
And so for Sudan, where all the Arab leaders met to say they're going to collectively agree to wipe out Israel.
I know, we were so excited about that.
Yeah, there's no separate state, there's no peace, there's no recognition.
Yeah.
And now Sudan comes as one of those nations. So that was October. So in December, you have what we just had.
Yeah.
You had Morocco. In October, you have Sudan.
And then in September,
they
signed the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, and that is a coordinated establishment of peace between the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain and Israel. And all of these are Israel. So now you've got the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco, all having peace and normalization agreements with Israel. And it all came about because of the United States and specifically the leadership of President Donald J. Trump.
Right. So that means cooperation between the countries. They're establishing trade agreements, you know, things they're cooperating as countries should with each other.
They already have the UAE having flights in and out of Israel, and there's already been a lot of interaction between the UAE and Israel as an example. And in fact, with these original peace agreements in September, Israel wasn't involved in that. Israel was, and what we had, how they did this was the United States was the mediator, but they weren't getting the people in the same room because there had been so much history of conflict, it could just simply dissolve. So what the president did is came up with a strategy. His representatives talked to the UAE. Then they talked to Israel, and they talked to the UAE, and they talked to Israel, and they got back and forth before they ever got together.
Right.
And once they got an agreement, then, once both sides said okay, then the president said, okay, let's now bring them both to the same table.
Well, you know, he comes to the table as a business person. He's used to, you know, having peace, having agreements in business. And so he knows how to negotiate. He's a brilliant at that. And so he just applies that to these countries.
And to the countries. And it's incredible. I mean, we're talking about 2016, 4 years later, now there's four peace agreements. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry and Barack Obama and all the others, they said, oh, there's just no way that Israel will ever have a peace agreement with any Arab state. Just
but
not going to happen.
Frankly, they didn't really want it either, though.
No, they didn't. And,
yeah.
And so you know what this has actually done is it has made some of the voices within the Palestinian Authority with Mahmoud Abbas and the Hamas in Gaza irrelevant in the sense that they have been used as political leverage by the Arab countries against Israel. Mm-hmm. They didn't want them. In other words, the Arab countries could have solved all of those problems by giving them easy access to their countries and even officially recognizing them as citizens. But they've never wanted to do that. They've been a good political tool against Israel. But now that all these Arab countries are coming together and entering agreements with Israel, the Palestinian Authority leader and the Hamas leader, they're upset because now they're not getting the same attention that they got before. Because these other Arab countries have begun to realize, you know, that's a failed system, constantly being at war, constantly lobbing rockets, constantly stirring up fights. That's just not going to get anywhere. Israel's not going anywhere. They wanted to eliminate it, but God preserved them. And finally, you have a strong leader that says, why don't we try something different? Why don't we try a road to peace, but let's do it this way. And that's what he did.
We're seeing, I mean, again, within 4 months, you've seen things that they couldn't do for centuries.
Yeah, so this is great news. For not only the Middle East, but for Israel. You have to understand that if you look at Abraham's children, you know, the Jews trace their lineage to Abraham. The Arabs, and you have to not get Muslim and Arab mixed up, because not all Arabs are Muslim. There's Arab Christians. There's other Arabs that are of different faiths. Muslim is a religion, being an Arab is more of an ethnicity. So they also trace their lineage to Abraham through Ishmael. So you have, and that's why this is called the Abraham Accords, because they all have that common lineage. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened after these children were born? They got into conflicts, and they've been in conflicts for centuries. And you know, but at the same time, they are all children of Abraham, and thus the name of the Abraham Accords, bringing the children of Abraham, the Jews, and the Arab countries, the people, together.
And now the Christians, too, all three.
Yeah, all three. And in fact, you know, I was up in D.C. for this historic event for the UAE and Bahrain, I sat beside someone who works in the Bahrain embassy but is a Christian. It's an amazing sequence of events. For more information on Israel and faith and freedom here in the United States and around the world, visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.